And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has found himself in a small valley, apparently on a plane of existence he was never aware of before. Following a narrow yellow brick road that leads out of the valley and up through the mountains, Jack suddenly looks up and sees, shimmering in the sun, high upon a mountaintop, the seven spiral palace of the wicked Kubla Kubla.
This is very reminiscent of Inverness. But Inverness doesn't have the smell of evil this place has. And yet I don't feel afraid. Maybe it's the staff the old fellow lent me. I feel very strong.
But as he draws closer and closer to the palace, the air begins to chill around him. The birds become rather scarce. And Jack's courage begins to decrease with each step.
Oh, this place is too creepy. Darn, it's impossible to get around it in any way. What would Lord Jowls have done? Wait a minute. What he might have done is send his mind in first. In that way, I'll be able to check the place out and watch my body, too. By going into my alpha level, I can be in two places at the same time. Auntie Jowls' fake intercom did come in handy after all. It showed me I could do it. Now, let's see. Take three deep breaths and count down. Three. 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 Two. 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 One. 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 There. I'm in the alpha level. Now, through that thick door. What a strange castle. Very high vaulted ceilings. It's odd. It appears vacant. The yellow brick road curves through the dining hall, past this long, heavy oak table. Everything is covered with dust. This place hasn't been jumping in some time. Now the road seems to... Yes, it must be the main hall. It is. The road leads straight to the throne, then turns left and continues on. From there, it must lead out of the castle. Well, I guess I'll return to my body and think this thing out. Ah, there. I guess it's okay to continue on if I can just get this door open. Well, it's not locked. Feels like it hasn't been opened in centuries. I think I'll leave it open a crack just in case I have to beat a quick retreat. Hey, what the... It closed behind me. Oh, shoot. It's locked. Oh, boy, now I'm in a fine pickle. Well, I guess I may as well continue onwards. Where am I now? Oh, this is the dining hall. Let's see, past the long oak table again. Hey, wait a minute. That's strange. This table was covered with dust a moment ago. Now it's perfectly... Hello, what's this? A setting. A fork and a knife and a plate and goblet and a large covered silver platter. I wonder what's beneath that lid. I'll peek. No, on second thought, I won't peek. I think I'll just keep going instead. Oh, here's the main hall. And the throne at the end there, yeah. Maybe it'll be smooth going after all. Wait a minute. There wasn't anyone sitting in that throne before. Is he alive? An old man with a beard down to his knees. Well, if he is still alive, he must be asleep. I might just be able to tiptoe past. Uh-oh. An eyelid lifts.
Oh, dear, I love her.
Ah. My moment and exchange a few words with a roundry old man.
Oh, hi there. Look, I really don't have much time. You see, I'm just passing through.
Time? What is time? Have you ever tried to time time?
Time, time? Where I come from, that's what they do all the time. Clocks.
Clocks. Pray, let me see your hands. What is the time of your destiny?
The time of my destiny?
Perhaps it's circular.
A circular destiny?
To repeat over and over until the lesson is learned.
Yeah. Look, it's been nice talking with you, but I've really got to...
Pray, ringer a little while a ronger. I'm a very ronery king. No subjects, as you can see.
Well, who sets the table?
Ah, supper time. Hark, the supper bell ringing far off across the autumn fields as the cherry blossoms silently flutter down upon the snowy ground. Will you have supper?
Look, I'd really prefer to continue on.
On, down the yellow brick road.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, then someday when you are as old as I and your beard is so long you can tuck the tip into the top of your shoe, I hope you'll have more tolerance than I have for you.
Well, I'm sorry.
Trust is such a fragile thing.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, young man. May your path lead you to a present now.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Well, I may as well have a nibble in the great dining hall. Wild grouse, a feast fit for a king.
It led me right back to the dining hall.
Yes. It's a tricky furrow. A little like treading upon the back of a snake. At any moment, it's liable to turn and nip at you.
Well, how do I get out of here?
Out of here? Welcome back, Traveler of the Stars.
Look, how do I get out of this place?
Won't you join me in some supper?
I'm not hungry.
The roast grouse is most delicious.
No, thank you.
How about some peas? They're lovely. Look at the way they roll about on the plate, like hundreds of little green eyeballs. So much fun to stab. Your green eyes with their soft eyes. Your eyes that promise sweet nights. The ring to my sore longing. A thirst for love divine.
Look, could you just tell me how to get out of here?
Some whole wheat bread.
No, thanks. I would just want to get...
Very nourishing, good for the teeth. Stone ground keeps them sharp. Ah, here I'm mashed potato. I love mashed potato. Great steaming shovelfuls of mashed potato. And asparagus. At least you have some asparagus, eh?
I just want to get out of here.
Let me help you. Excuse me. This is a key somewhere.
Oh, good.
Let me see. Where did I put the... No, not here. Not here. I must have left it some... I remember. I'll be right back. Oh, have some dessert. Gooseberry pie, I believe. It's beneath the large covered platter there. Oh, it's cool and isn't it green?
Oh, Lord. I've stepped into it this time. Gooseberry pie. No. Much as I'd like to have some gooseberry pie, there's something about that covered platter, as though it were waiting just for me. Well, maybe just a tiny peek under the cover. It's a big pie, isn't it? Golden brown, freshly baked. Well, he did offer me some. It's probably all right. I'll just slide it over here and slice me a big... Wait a minute. Did I see that crust bulge? As though something bumped its head against the top? Do you think there's something inside? Well, I'll just take a little peek under the crust here. Just raise up one side, just a hairline of a peek. Well, it's dark under the crust, but now I think I can... Good God! There's thousands of tiny little green eyes staring at me. Oh, let me out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Not so fast. One moment. I just remembered that he has been baked into the gooseberry pie. So, does not that make your nostrils snort with approval? Would you care for a piece of pie?
No. I just want to leave right now.
Let's see. I'll slice it right across the top. Like this!
And then it happens. The moment the knife blade slices through the thin upper crust, the whole pie explodes into life. Out they pour, thousands of them. Green demon eyes glaring, sharp little teeth snapping, claws clutching. It's the dreaded demented demon dwarves.
Oh, yikes! Let me out of here! Feet, do your stuff!
Too late, for the wicked Kubla Kubla points with a crooked arthritic finger and says... And they jump upon Jack like a flash. Even the strength of his healthy aura cannot hold back these fiendish devils as they climb under his arms and up his pant leg and tickle mercilessly.
Hey, cut that out! Cut it out! And take this and take that!
Yes, Jack has remembered his sturdy staff, and he unleashes it with deadly accuracy, sending the demented little demons flying every which way. But more and more come leaping out of the gooseberry pie. Jack is forced to retreat. Finally forced to turn on his heels and flee, whacking this way and that way as the demented demon dwarves follow in hot-hopping, gleeful pursuit. But as before, the narrow yellow brick road leads Jack right back through the great dining hall. And yet again they pass by. Is there no way out for our hero? Possibly not. And what about the wicked Kubla Kubla? Is that all you have to say, you wicked man?
No, one more thing. A donkey laden with books is neither an intellectual nor a wise man. For it is said, however much one studies, one cannot know without action.
Jack flails at the grabby little creatures, his sturdy staff taking out dozens with each hearty swing. But still they come, more and more, from out of the woodwork, from everywhere.
Oh, I just can't keep them off much longer. This yellow brick road just leads around and around in a circle. There must be a way out of this palace. This staff I'm flailing these demons with, I swear it's beginning to glow. Either from demon dust or it has some magic of some sort. Yes. Yes, the more this staff glows, the less close these demons dare come. I see. They've fallen back to regroup for a final attack. And the wicked Kubla Kubla himself is going to direct the attack. Oh, God, he's holding his baton high and... That song is causing them to go into a mad frenzy. I've got to get out of here. Wait. The staff, it's almost alive. It's tugging at my hands. It's directing me to those steps that lead downwards into solid blackness. What if it's a trap? Still, I have no choice but to follow. Oh, the staff glows a pale, bluish light. I can see quite well. The steps seem to lead in a spiral down and down, deeper and deeper into the bowels of the earth. This is a horrible place to be trapped. No room to fight. Still, these steps go deeper, deeper. And up there, they're still rehearsing, so I have a chance. Oh, here's the bottom. Oh, there's a heavy door here. I'll see if I can just push it. It must be locked from the other side. Maybe it's just jammed. Damn, it won't budge.
It had better budge, Jack, because those tiny, horrible, little, demented demon dwarves have completed choir practice and are now worked into a frothing, fiendish frenzy, and are about to storm down those spiral steps and leap for your throat. And speak of the devil, here they come.
Yikes! Here they come, and I'm trapped at the bottom of this well. Oh, come on, door. Please open. Oh, no, it won't budge. In a moment, they'll be on me, tickling me until I fall to the floor. I've got to get out somehow.
Psst. Jack, use your staff. Strike the lock with your staff.
Good idea. It opened. I'm free.
And just in the nick of time, for those fiendish creatures are almost upon him.
I'm back in the fourth tower. I've got to seal this door before they enter the tower. Otherwise, they'll overrun all of Inverness. What a nauseating thought.
Too late to close. For as Jack pushes the heavy door, they push back with a force greater than his. His feet slip on the damp stone floor, and in they pour into the fourth tower, one over the other, leaping upon his falling body. But they melt. Like soft oleomargarine, they slowly melt into a soggy green puddle, seeping and sizzling into the cracks. The remaining demons that have not stepped into the tower take flight back to where they came.
Well, I'll be darned. As soon as those nasty little demons stepped into the fourth tower, they dissolved. As though this tower were a sacred place and would not tolerate such blasphemy. Phew. I don't think I'm prepared to venture any further up into this tower. I think I'll return and rest a bit at Inverness.
And so Jack returns, back down the steps of the tower, across the extension ladder bridge, back through the walls of the old Victorian mansion, and in through the sliding panel in the study.
Well, it's good to be back. Seems like I've been away for years. Odd. Things look different, somehow. It's strange that there's no one about. So quiet.
Welcome back!
Oh, it's you, Jives. I didn't see you standing in the shadows there. You scared me.
Did you have a pleasant trip, Master Jack?
Jives, come over here. Step into the light. Jives! What happened? You're so old.
Master Jack has been away for a long time.
Because everybody has an external model in the West of what you're supposed to do. I'll do this. I'll go from point A to point B, and then I'll be there. Where will you be? Well, I'll be here. Well, if you could be here, you'd be here. You think by going there, you'll be here? It's See, it's only when you realize that there's no there that you're here. And until then, you keep going there. Interminably. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Right? It's always there.